NAP monitoring.
KO4HK.
Hunter and Patrick, how are you?
I'm still in the edge of the black hole, so I don't know how well I'm making the repeater.
You sounding real good.
Well, I'm almost to the state line, so it may hold out.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Doing all right this morning? Enjoying that cup of coffee?
I'm doing okay. Done got half of my cup gone, so I'm working on it. I'll have two or three more before 4 days out.
Well, enjoy. It's cold out here. It's 12 degrees at the house when I left.
Cold. I hadn't checked the temperature here. I'll have to check it and see what it is.
On in the back of the truck last night on low, so there'll be a little bit of heat in there this morning.
Back of that truck getting pretty cold, all that metal and stuff back there, because it's going to grab that cool, and that ain't going to turn it loose no time soon. And it's, they say it's 23 degrees here.
KH monitoring.
KO4HK clear.
Come on in and join us.
Patrick, they didn't recognize the other voice. Is this Ed? Roger, guys. It's 25 over here in my neck of the woods this morning, so not as cold as yesterday, and probably not as cold as tomorrow night's going to be.
Ned, it was 12 over here at the house this morning, and it's 12 right here on Highway 25 coming up on the state line.
25 all the way down past Traveler's Rest and down that way into Greer.
I had to stop and make a vehicle switch, though. I'm in my excursion, my personal vehicle, right now.
Yep. I'm going to get my coffee. It should be made, and I'll be right back, guys.
In a minute.
I could make it if I didn't have a cup of coffee first thing in the morning.
Coffee drinker, never have been.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. To each your own. Have you heard what they're going to do this weekend down in Greenwood? If it snows and sleets, they still going to try and have it, or they going to postpone it?
Hamfest is a go. They come on the net last night and announced it.
Well, it depends on the way the weather is if me and Mama show up down there, but I'm hoping that everything will be cleared out and we can get down there and see everybody.
To get more ice down that way than we are.
Noticed that on the map that everything south of 85 is supposed to get a good dose of ice.
I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. It just depends on the weather. May end up having to stay around and scrape roads.
Surprised me either, because you're going to get a lot more snow up there than we'll get down here, because they say we won't get but maybe 1 to 2 inches, maybe 3 if it pushes it.
I don't know if that storm stalls out when it gets to these mountains. If it does, then that'll go up.
Don't stall. I hope it comes through and keeps on trucking, but I remember one time it snowed here, and I had to stay in a hotel for 2 days. I couldn't get home, and I pretty much worked 72 hours straight. And when I finally got where I could get home, I had to walk up our street, and it was that snow was up to my crotch.
88.
If you're right, I don't remember what year it was. I just remember that was a pretty rough time. We never lost power or anything, but we had a lot of snow, and I worked with a lot of wrecks.
After that, the only reason I know that is because there was somebody posted it on Facebook, this storm of 1988 and how it shut Greenville down. They were talking about it.
True, it shut down just about everything. of course, these college kids, they had to get out and play in it, and they'd wind up wrecking and getting hurt. They wouldn't drive in it like they had some sense. They wanted to go out there and do donuts in the middle of the street and everything else.
They are college students, so that age, they don't have much sense.
Just working on the farm to act like that, because I was out in it all day long, and after a while, you sort of get tired of it.
Roger that. I was too busy working myself. If I'd done any of that acting a fool like that, it was usually in the middle of the night, and even then, it wasn't on the roads. It would be in a field or something like that.
On the farm all day, and my daddy and mama made sure I stayed busy, me and my brother. Come bedtime, we went to bed. We didn't go out roaming around at night. We knew better.
At that age, I was 16, done living out on my own. Had free run, didn't have anybody telling me, do this, do that. So I had to learn a few things the hard way. Hey! It wasn't because I wasn't trying sometimes.
Our past is what makes us today. So a lot of people have to learn the hard way, and some people never learn. But they kept me tight, and I'm glad they did.
I think, like I said, I moved out when I was 16, so I was still freshman in high school. I did finish high school, stayed on the AB honor roll, so I spent most of my time working, but every now and then I'd go act like a kid.
Golf team somehow or another.
And at that, I still didn't do the dumb stuff that they're doing here. Like I said, it was usually a cornfield or some kind of field that we were playing in where you didn't have to hit, you weren't going to hit nothing but a pile of cow dung or something like that. The cattle wasn't even there, so we were smart enough to do that.
My boys didn't act like that. They got out in it, but as far as I know, they didn't do any donuts and but out in the field or whatever, because right across the road, the old home place, and if they wanted to do that, they had about 10, 12 acre hay field just to play in if they wanted to do that, and they never did.
Like I said, that was me. I was in the field. What am I going to hurt? Get stuck, and then I got to deal with that and more work. So it wasn't like I'd done it often. Trust me, I didn't have the time for it. I was working two jobs while I was in high school.
Working two jobs, I tell you. When I went on police force and had the twins, I had to work two and three jobs to make ends meet, so I knew they had plenty of things that they needed, but I don't regret it. Looking back, I don't regret it at all. It was for them, not for me.
That's the same for me. I worked essentially two jobs up till the time I bought the tool franchise, and then I've only worked it, and I'll piddle a little here, a little there, but I don't call it an extra job, nothing like I was doing.
A little hurt.
Rough on the midsection.
Well, you telling the truth there now.
Stayed on in the bed this morning.
I was already awake when the clock went off, so I just went ahead and got on up. I read something yesterday on Facebook out of a ham group that the FCC is fixing to come out with a couple of new classes.
Think about that. What they going to come out with?
I can't really remember. There's two different classes, and they were talking about one class. They would get a license, but they wouldn't have to take no test or anything, but they had to stay on one specific frequency.
Do that, man. That'd be overloaded. It'd be like one frequency of GMRS.
Crowded. I'll see if I can find it again. If I do, I'll send it over to you.
I'd like to read it, see what that's about. But I don't know how you could do one frequency, because, I mean, that would just be overloaded, because people would be just getting their license and thinking they knew everything and not having to take a test.
Mind taking the test, the only thing took me so long, I was glad that they did away with Morse code, because I never could get that stuck in my head.
I tried, but I am glad they done away with it so that I could get it in my license. But I don't know. I'd like to give it a try. I'm just devoting the time to it for me right now is what would be the challenge. But just like anything else, if it's something you want to do, you'll find the time. But, Ed, I am getting ready to pull up here and switch vehicles. So it's going to be out for a minute. It's a good time to go refresh that cup of coffee. KO4H kicks, and I'll be on the side for now.
Be listening for you, so KM4NAP will be on the side.